Evidence, not alerts. What South Africa's next FATF test measures? Bradley Elliott, CEO of Rely Comply. On the 24th of October 2025, the Financial Action Task Force removed South Africa from its list of jurisdictions under increased monitoring, 32 months after being placed there in February 2023. The reforms that got it off the list were real, new legislation, better beneficial ownership rules, and stronger supervision. However, none of that reform proves South Africa can convict a money launderer. The same justice system being investigated is the one being evaluated. FATF's fifth round mutual evaluation, running from early 2026 to October 2027, doesn't grade paperwork. It grades outcomes, investigations opened, prosecutions brought, convictions secured, assets seized. That evaluation is running alongside a live demonstration of exactly the problem it's designed to catch. The Madlanga Commission, set up after KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Lieutenant General N.H. Landla Mkhwanazi alleged in July 2025 that organized crime had infiltrated the police, intelligence services and prosecuting authority, has since referred five senior police officers for further investigation, including the former head of SAPS organized crime, over an alleged R80,000 payment from a suspected cartel boss. You can't argue South Africa enforcement ready, while the offices meant to run organized crime investigations are themselves under investigation, says Bradley Elliott, CEO of anti-financial crime platform, Rely Comply. Every conviction starts with a suspicious transaction report someone else filed. Most compliance commentary treats grey list exit as the finish line and treats enforcement as something that happens after a bank files a report. That's the wrong mental model, and the industry needs to think differently. Financial institutions don't control court backlogs or prosecutorial resourcing, but every conviction that does happen is built on evidence that started life inside a bank's compliance system, a suspicious transaction report, a due diligence file, a screening result. If that evidence is thin, undocumented, or unreconstructable 18 months later, the prosecution fails before it starts, regardless of how good the police work was. The National Treasury has already said this out loud. In parliamentary testimony to the Standing Committee on Finance, Treasury Technical Advisor Ishmael Momoniat warned that the country's ability to investigate organized crime and recover criminal proceeds could come under direct scrutiny in the fifth round evaluation if law enforcement weaknesses aren't addressed. This isn't industry speculation. It's the government's own compliance apparatus flagging the risk before the evaluators do. Legal commentary on the post-grey list period has drawn a direct line from the Madlanga findings to FATF scoring. The referrals arising from the commission go to the heart of the weaknesses that triggered the original grey listing, and FATF will be watching how the country responds to them. South Africa needs to show that law enforcement agencies are able to investigate money laundering successfully, that prosecutions lead to convictions, and that criminal proceeds are identified and confiscated, continues Elliott. Institutions can't fix the judicial system, but they can make sure the evidence they hand over is the reason a case succeeds. Prosecution-ready evidence has very specific requirements. For financial institutions providing evidence or reporting suspicious transactions, it means having a platform that centralizes customer due diligence and transaction records, retains full screening histories, and documents why a risk decision was made, not just what the decision was. It means being able to reconstruct that decision on demand, even when the request is made 2 years after the fact. Institutions that fall short of this are not just risking regulatory fines, they could be the reason a real prosecution never makes it to court. By October 2027, FATF will only be counting one thing. South Africa didn't get off the grey list by having good intentions on paper. It got off by changing and enforcing regulation. That progress is already visible. More cases are being opened against offenders, particularly on corruption, and referrals from bodies like the Madlanga Commission show a system willing to name names and open files. However, opening a case and winning it are two different achievements, and this is where the gap still sits. The next phase is not about whether South Africa investigates, it is about whether those investigations end in convictions. Staying off the grey list requires proving, on a case-by-case basis, that the law is enforced and actually works. That burden doesn't rest solely on police and prosecutors. It sits with every institution deciding right now whether its compliance system is producing intelligence or producing evidence. Ends. Author at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply Plus posts bio at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply Shadow AI is the new shadow IT, and financial institutions are sleepwalking into it at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply AI in AML. Reading between the hype, the wins, and the real work still ahead at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply How National Health Insurance Could Impact AML Compliance in South Africa. At Bradley Elliott, Rely Comply SIM fraud is now one of SA's biggest identity threats at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply South Africa's greylist delisting, a milestone for lasting reform at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply Culture of Complicity, how fincrime thrives in SAR at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply Tax Season, why hidden owners make tax crime an AML problem at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply Countdown to Greylist Removal. Is South Africa ready for its FATF Judgment Day? At Bradley Elliott, Rely Comply AI vs. I. Why dirty money still hides in plain sight at Bradley Elliott? Rely Comply Deep Fakes, GenAI, and Identity Threat. Why traditional defenses are no longer enough at Bradley Elliott? Rely Comply Lessons from South Africa's FATF greylist efforts as the US rolls back AML law at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply's FATF greylisting. Can it overcome key hurdles and regain global financial trust by mid-2025? At Bradley Elliott, Rely Comply Unregulated Gambling Sites, Cryptocurrency and Digital Mulling, the new money laundering landscape at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply 6 Trends to Watch in Reg Tech in 2025 at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply Homegrown versus Reg Tech Vendor Solutions. Are you making the right decision? At Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply How FIS Can Stay Ahead with Advanced Digital Verification Methods at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply 7 Steps to Successful AML Programs for Financial Institutions at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply The Critical Role of Whistleblower Protection in Fighting Financial Crime at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply Balancing Efficiency and Effectiveness Amid Rising Compliance Costs. Share on your socials.